Connections are important, especially in business. Think of the adage, it's not so much what you know, it's who you know. A new movie centers on a guy who takes that notion to extremes. It's called Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer. Critic Bob Mondello has a review.
People run the other way when they see Norman Oppenheimer coming, if they see him coming. Say the assistant to a rich guy's assistant who's jogging in Central Park.
Good morning, Bill. Norman Oppenheimer.
You stalking me now?
No, I just need a couple minutes of your time. I know you're busy.
This is my private time. Please, respect that. Call the office.
Let me explain. Give me 1 minute.
No.
A very high official. I can't mention his name right now.
Norman, played by Richard Gere in Overdrive, always has an angle, a deal, something he's sure will make your life better.
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think it was worth Joe's time. Worst comes to worst, he kicks me out the door.
No, worst comes to worst, he kicks me out the door. It is my job to keep people like you away. Don't you get that?
Yes.
So please, respect my position.
And he jogs away, and Norman calls after him, salvaging what he can.
So I'll tell my partner that we had a good conversation, and we'll see what happens, okay? Thank you, Bill.
Norman does not look unhappy with this outcome as he heads to his next meeting, actually a public forum, a very low-level Israeli official talking energy issues. Norman follows the guy after the forum, strikes up a conversation as he enters an expensive clothing shop.
I'm dinner at his house tonight. You could join me.
How do you know the town?
Oh, my wife used to babysit him. And then she ended up working for him years later. Very close.
Norman hangs around as the guy tries on a suit, talking and talking until...
If you're not wearing a suit that costs more than ordinary man's car,
always take the shoes.
No, enough. I don't want them.
How do you ingratiate yourself with power? Make a gesture.
Let me buy you the shoes. It'd be my privilege to buy you...
It's a great gesture until the clerk brings the receipt. $1,000 shoes, but Norman sucks it up and gets Israeli Deputy Micah Eshel's card to flash around when he's bragging about his famous pals. A connection, he figures, has been made, an expensive connection. Of course, since he's a chronic exaggerator, no one is going to believe him, especially as Eshel starts rising politically. And a couple of years later, when Israeli Prime Minister Eshel returns to New York, even Norman figures the jig is up. Having weaseled his way onto a reception line, he's terrified of being found out.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I might be reacting to something in the room. I don't know.
Let's just avert our eyes from what happens next. Could Norman handle it if things went well for him? Well, the film's subtitle is The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer. Still, director Joseph Seder gives Norman's moments of triumph, the sort of showcase that 1940s musicals gave great tap dancers, surrounding him with an impressive chorus, Steve Buscemi as a rabbi who trusts Norman more than he should, Dan Stevens and Michael Sheen as up-and-comers who don't trust him at all, Charlotte Gainsbourg as a lawyer who really listens to what he has to say, not always a good thing, all of them circling Richard Gere's scheming, well-meaning, increasingly in over his head, Fixer.
Oh, my name is Norman Oppenheimer. Yeah, oh, no, Mr. Esch was a very, very close friend of mine.
Gere is mesmerizing, making Norman every bit as crazily engaging as he is annoying.
I got a meeting.
How'd you manage that?
In real life, you might well cross the street if you saw Norman coming, but from a distance, on a movie screen, he is fascinating company. I'm Bob Mondello.